Penguin Audio presents Game Board of the Gods by Rochelle Mead. Read by Emily Schaefer. As the main body of troops in Rome, they were the emperor's instrument to discourage plotting and rebellion and to crush unrest. The emperor's most immediate line of defense, they could also, on occasion, be his most deadly enemies. The Praetorian Guard by Boris Rankov. At the nuptials of Peleus and Thetis, all the gods were invited with the exception of Eris or Discord. Enraged at her exclusion, the goddess threw a golden apple among the guests with the inscription, "For the fairest." Thereupon, Juno, Venus, and Minerva each claimed the apple. Jupiter, not willing to decide in so delicate a matter, sent the goddesses to Mount Ida, where the beautiful shepherd Paris was tending his flocks, and to him was committed the decision. The goddesses accordingly appeared before him. Juno promised him power and riches, Minerva glory and renown in war, and Venus, the fairest of women, for his wife, each attempting to bias his decision in her own favor. Paris decided in favor of Venus and gave her the golden apple, thus making the two other goddesses his enemies. Bullfinch's Mythology by Thomas Bullfinch. Chapter 1. She usually wears black. May dealt out death regularly. It really wasn't a problem. Death was clean on the battlefield, and there was no reason to dwell on what it meant. The kills were just mission objectives, and the people weren't really people at all.